With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. As Americans fire up their grills on Independence Day and throughout the summer, the National Farmers Union highlights how little independence family farmers have in the marketplace. The Farmers' Share of the Food Dollar, released this week, highlights how little family farmers earn compared to how much consumers pay at the grocery store. Family farmers get only a small fraction of their income from popular Independence Day foods and average as low as 16.3% of a $30 shopping cart. For example, 1 pound of ground beef costs an average of $5.99 a pound, and a farmer's share is about $2.08. An 8-count package of buns retails for $3.79. The farmer's share is 9 cents, or 2.3%. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says family farmers and ranchers are working harder than ever and taking home less, all while corporate monopolies make record profits. The USDA will lead a trade mission to the Dominican Republic from July 13th to the 17th to expand market access and boost America's agricultural exports. The delegation includes 47 agribusinesses, trade organizations, and officials from several state departments of agriculture. Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs Michelle Beckering, who will lead the mission, said that the USDA is committed to opening up more market and export opportunities for American agriculture. This trade mission will connect U.S. exporters with some key buyers. The Dominican Republic is the fourth largest market for U.S. ag exports in the Western Hemisphere and the top market within the Central America Free Trade Agreement Dominican Republic region. It's helped increase U.S. exports to the Dominican Republic to $2.2 billion in 2024. The U.S. supplies 44% of the country's agricultural imports. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced this week that America's poultry producers will have greater market access to Namibia, which will now accept fresh, frozen, and chilled poultry exports from the U.S. "We are providing more markets for farmers to share their bountiful harvest," said Rollins. "This announcement is a win for farmers, a win for exporters, and a win for freedom-loving nations who want access to safe, high-quality U.S. food." As of July 1st, exports can unlock that market, valued at $15 million. The USDA also negotiated the removal of burdensome export and transit permit requirements for processed poultry products, reopening a previously restricted channel. Namibia's decision to recognize U.S. food safety standards and the work performed by the Food Safety and Inspection Service affirms the global reputation of the USDA's food inspection system, which ensures American products are safe. Connection and collaboration were at the heart of the National Corn Growers' 5th Annual Women and Mentors Retreat recently in Chicago, Illinois. The Women and Mentors Retreat, designed to create a diverse network of individuals who wish to empower women in agriculture. Throughout the conference, participants learned to quiet their inner critic with help from author Randy Braun, explored their strength, learned how to embrace authenticity, and worked through project development ideas in a team setting. They also heard from an accomplished panel of women leaders, which made for an engaging discussion. It's so important to evaluate the role of women in agriculture so they can continue to grow as leaders and lead future customer organizations, said Jera Hauger, a representative from John Deere. After 2 days of connection and growth, cohorts were created to extend the retreat's impact beyond its scheduled time. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.